But before we start talking about Adam, let's look at the story of creation. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked this question by a group who came from Yemen, and this is narrated in Bukhari. They came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they said, Ya Rasulullah, ma awwal hadha al-amr? O Rasulullah, how did all of this start? They want to know how this all came into existence. فَقَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمُ كَانَ اللَّهُ وَلَمْ يَكُمْ مَعَهُ شَيْءٍ وَفِي رُوَايَةٍ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ قَبْلَهُ شَيْءٍ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in the beginning there was Allah. There was nothing before him. Another narration, nothing was with him. وَكَانَ عَرْشُهُ عَلَى الْمَاءِ. And his throne was on water. وَكَتَبَ فِي الذِّكْرِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. And he wrote in the tablet everything. وَخَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. And he created the heavens and the earth. Again, عن عمران بن حصين قال قال أهل اليمن لرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم جئناك لنتفقه في الدين ولنسألك عن أول هذا الأمر. فقال كان الله ولم يكن شيء قبله وكان عرشه على الماء وكتب في الذكر كل شيء وخلق السماوات والأرض. Narrated by Al-Bukhari, Imran ibn Hasin said, people from Yemen came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, we have came to you to learn our religion and to ask you, how did all of this start? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there was Allah and nothing before him, and his throne was on water, and he wrote everything in the tablet, and he created the heavens and earth. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إِنَّ أَوَّلَ مَا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ الْقَلَمُ ثُمَّ قَالَ لَهُ اكْتُبْ فَجَرَى فِي تِلْكَ السَّاعَةِ بِمَا هُوَ كَائِنٌ إِلَى يَوْمِ السَّاعَةِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the first thing Allah created was the pen. Then Allah ordered it to write, so it wrote everything that will happen until the Day of Judgment. We worry about rizq. We worry about our rizq. Rizq is sustenance, what Allah will provide us. We worry about our wealth. We're always thinking about tomorrow. We are rizqophobic. We have a problem of paranoia of rizq. خُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ هَلُوعًا. We're always in a state of despair when it comes to wealth. We're always thinking about how will we make it in the future? Worried and terrified and paranoid. Well, listen to this. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in a hadith narrated by Muslim, كَتَبَ اللَّهُ مَقَادِيرَ الْخَلَائِقِ قَبْلَ أَنْ يَخْلُقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ بِخَمْسِينَ أَلْفْ سَنَةِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the hadith narrated by Muslim, Allah wrote down the sustenance of the creation 50,000 years before He created the heavens and the earth. Everything that you will get is already written down, not 50,000 years before this day, but 50,000 years before the heavens and the earth were created. It's a done deal. What you will get is already written down. Are you still going to be very concerned about it? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, خُلِقَتِ الْمَلَائِكَةِ مِنْ نُورٍ وَخُلِقَ الْجَانِ مِنْ مَارِجٍ مِنْ نَارٍ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the angels were created from light and the jinn were created from fire. So these are two other creations beside the human being which we know about. The angels, whom were created from light, and the jinn, they were created from fire. Iblis was from al-jinn. But because he was so righteous, he was included with the angels and elevated to a very high level among the angels, even though he was from al-jinn.